This was the second home of Richard Smith Jr., former occupant of the King's Reach site. Smith's St. Leonard then became the home of his son, Walter Smith, after his death. Although half of the main house's foundation has been lost to erosion, the property is beautiful as it overlooks the Patuxent River. One can imagine the gentle seasonal breezes that made this a desirable home. Many don't know that there is evidence of another scene these early settlers would have witnessed. Records show that the Smiths owned approximately 40 slaves to work the fields and at the residence. Recently, archaeologists uncovered a building which strong evidence reveals to be a stable. It is likely that it also served as a shelter for the slaves that cared for the horses. Enslaved peoples commonly slept close to their responsibilities. Hence, field hands slept near the fields they tended and cooks slept in the kitchen. Those caring for the horses would most likely live and sleep in the stable loft, staying close to the animals.